AP News for Friday, November 22nd. I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's announced more nominees. Norman Hall has the names.
Hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. If confirmed, Bessent would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Trump also said he would nominate Russell Vought to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Vought was closely involved with Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term that he tried to distance himself from during the campaign. In a separate announcement, Trump said he had chosen Representative Laurie Chavez de Remer, an Oregon Republican, as his labor secretary. Norman Hall, Washington.
After withdrawing his nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz says he will not be returning to Congress. He resigned his seat after being chosen by Trump, but had won re-election for the term that starts in January. NATO and Ukraine to hold emergency talks after Russia's attack with a new hypersonic missile. Sagar Magani has details.
With a thin smile, Russian President Vladimir Putin says no one in the world has such weapons like the Oreshnik, an intermediate-range ballistic missile he says moves too fast for Western air defenses to stop. His strategic missile forces chief says the Oreshnik can hit targets across Europe and be fitted with nuclear or conventional warheads. Putin says Russia will start producing more of the missiles.
It would be wrong to say that it's not dangerous.
But Angela Stent, who is America's top intelligence officer for Russia, warns against being intimidated by Moscow's threats.
We're not on the brink of World War III.
Still, European officials do worry the war is escalating. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the West to make Putin really afraid of the consequences he might face. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And federal health officials have confirmed the first bird flu infection in a child in California. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports the woman who inspired an Arlo Guthrie classic has died.
You can get anything you want.
Alice Brock, who helped inspire Arlo Guthrie's classic Alice's Restaurant, has died. In 1966, Alice Brock was running the backroom restaurant in Stockbridge, and Guthrie was a rising star. Guthrie's breakout song was an 18-minute talking blues that recounted his arrest at the restaurant and how it made him ineligible for the draft during Vietnam.
Alice at the restaurant.
Brock was 83. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Just a half a mile from the railroad track, and you can get anything you want. At Alice's restaurant.
You know, that song does have an end.
At Alice's restaurant.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.